This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have two gentlemen in studio at the moment who are here because there's something happening at 45 Flinders Lane. Yep. Their names are Chris Orr and Gavin Brown.
Hello.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for supporting the arts.
Our pleasure. That's what we're here for. Gavin, you start. Give us a background on who you are.
Oh, God.
As an artist.
Do I have to explain myself?
Yeah,
yes,
you do.
I've been a practicing artist for probably 40 years now, just working in fine art and making a life out of it. That is my main, that's all I do.
But the interesting thing, Gavin, is that you started off, a lot of your work was you would be going out to a nightclub and think, I need a new outfit. So you would, you know, like print a fabric and then make an outfit from it, and off you'd go. And you became quite famous because of it.
Textiles is a big part of my practice. Yeah. And that was all from art school. So I was at art school, and then, of course, we were clubbing and doing all those things, and one thing led to another, and I fell into textiles because, yeah, I couldn't find the paper big enough, so I printed on fabric.
Yep.
And then I had this fabric, and yeah, I seized the moment and made garments out of it. And then in life, sometimes you go down different roads, and I went down that road for a while, but it all relates to everything I still do now.
Yeah. And the wonderful thing is, not like your mate that you're doing the exhibition with, but you go into work every day. You go into your gallery every day, and Chris is looking at me in shock, and work all day long.
Yeah.
Because the detail of what you do is quite extraordinary, isn't it?
It's a pleasure. It's not a, you know, I mean, there's challenges. I'm a privilege to be able to do that. So I seize the moment. And as we all get older, we realise the moment is less. So we work harder.
Yeah.
Or that's how I perceive it. I'm not slowing down. I'm getting faster.
Good
and
on
I really
you.
Feel that with everything I'm doing. Everything's hyped up.
Yeah.
And my workload is even more extensive, and people are like, you're prolific. I call me horrifically prolific.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's a privilege. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's like, I work for the 9 to 5 or whatever, for the discipline, but the work is, it is essential to get to where I need to get to.
Yeah. And what I also love about it is that there's people, a lot of people at times in your work, which is wonderful, looking at the characters that you create within your paintings. But then you go on a trip, and we're not talking about this trip now because we'll get back to it. But when you've gone through Asia and some of the markets that you've painted, you know, like the stalls with all the fruit and produce, like the detail that you get.
Well, being a visual person, I'm stimulated, and I don't go to a country to, like, I'm going here, I'm going to do a show on this. There's some countries resonate more than others. I went to India a couple of years ago and thought, this is, you know, my place. This is, everyone goes to this. And the work came out in a different way, not the way I expected.
Yep.
So it wasn't just a visual, like a diary of what I saw. It'll come about. But I'm stimulated by travel. Or I can, like in lockdown, I just sat in a room and painted flowers.
Yeah.
And this new show is a direct happened because of being locked down, and we got to travel again. So therefore, I ended up in Italy.
All
desperate.
And
I've been
all
several
places.
Times for this show.
Yeah,
the grand tour.
Right.
So,
well, we'll come back to that.
Yep.
So we don't really need to talk to him, but let's talk to him anyway. Chris Orr, hello.
G'day, David. I'm just wondering what you do. You think I do for the rest of my day? You think I'm still podium dancing?
So explain to – who are you? You know, like, what's your art story?
I fiddled farted around at art school, several faculties, several universities and colleges, didn't complete anything, ended up becoming graphic designer for 20 years.
But, again, a graphic designer where you did a lot of the flyers for nightclubs.
Yes, so people, a lot of the big dance parties, a lot of bands, a lot of music, a lot of street most of my hand has always been on the street, if not my face or another part of my anatomy. I gave that up about 10 years ago and always wanted to be an artist and finally took the plunge. So I am a full-time artist now.
Right, okay.
Even though you see me loitering around the park with my dog.
With your dog, your gorgeous. What's your dog's name again?
Burger.
Burger. Gorgeous dog. But also what I love that you and your partner have got a place down on
Wye River.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost that in the bushfires it's nearly 10 years ago, 2015. Wow. Yeah.
And you rebuilt it.
Straight away.
And you Airbnb it a bit.
That's right,
and
we flog it.
And you put art up and people can buy the art as well.
Well, that's right. Well, they do see it and it might be a bit narcissistic, but it's also a cheap way to fill up a space with your own art.
Now, you also had a few other things you wanted to talk about, didn't you?
Well, since I last was in the studio, I had a great show with Gavin 2 years ago, and after that I just seemed to hit the ground running, and I was very privileged to win the Ursula yes. Hoff Award at the Geelong Gallery, which is a biennial works on printed printed on paper, which blew me away because quite and Gavin was in that show too.
Oh, so Gavin's the loser, you're the winner.
No, nobody's a loser. and then the Biennial People's Choice Award, it's the Biennial Works on Paper. Biennial's a really tricky word to say. It's kind of like bi and anal, isn't it? I have to be careful the way I say that. And Bakehouse Studio Walls, which was one I was gunning for years.
Now tell us about that. It's on Hoddle Street?
Hoddle Street. So I think, I've forgotten the two. What are our two installation art, I was going to call them the Spencers. What are they called? The two dressers who do... Forgotten their name. The guys who do the sort of Lee Bowery,
Huxleys.
The Huxleys.
Oh, the Huxleys.
They were on the walls just recently. So it's a privilege to be on those walls, to be asked to be on that. So I was, as a street art driven sort of person, I was angling for it for years to be invited on that. Mm. So I've had a great couple of years, acquired by Geelong Gallery, which is really important. Gavin's been acquired too, so there's no competition there. Acquired by the ACU, so an acquisition, having you work permanently in a gallery is amazing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah. Now, describe to our listeners what form, Gavin's a painter, but what do you do?
I could say I paint with fecal matter, but Gavin said not to say that, so I'm not going to say that.
Be very quiet.
I like to juxtapose of antiquity with high tech. So, for instance, this current show I'm using, which I have previously using, cut-up reassembled motherboard imprints that I scan at 3,000 dpi.
Hold on. Explain a little bit more to our listeners. What do you mean by the motherboard?
The motherboard is what drives your It's that's the brain in your computer, and it's the piece of green plastic that you see when look on a motherboard, you'll see these soldered tiny, like hairline thin line works, almost cartographic. And they're also called light boards quite often, and they have the most amazing, you have to actually magnify to see the detail, and that's how I get the detail.
Yeah.
So I use those as to sort of populate terraform these old engravings. So I actually put them over the top of the engravings to inform a new illustration.
Yeah. What about the engravings?
Are antique engravings that I buy, and they're usually Renaissance or prior, and they're quite expensive. So the process is, quite laborious to get the right ones that you want, because it's hit and miss. I combine the two together, and what I print on is, this is what I'm going back to what I was saying before with the antiquity and the modern, is using Canson Aquarel Archer's watercolour paper, which has been printed since the 15th century.
Whoa.
So having this paper with almost tech type image over the top, and then I frame them in the really bright acrylic boxes, so you've got these layers of history and high tech, and trying to meld those together to create a synergy is my sort of thing, almost to create a different language in art. Yeah,
well, it's brilliant. What you do is brilliant. And of course, you know that I love your skulls, which you very kindly gave me a couple of them a few years back.
That's voodoo.
Voodoo.
And I still think Hit and Miss would be a great drag name.
hit and miss. Yeah.
Actually, you're right. Hit, all right, Gavin, give us a rundown of what. So the two of you are exhibiting, as you often do,
yes,
at 45 Downs.
Third time together.
Right.
Legitimately in the gallery, yes.
Okay. And what's your part of the exhibition called?
Mine is called The Grand Tour. And after lockdown, I was very happy to get away.
Yeah.
And where did I straight go to was Rome. I was standing in – I'd been painting quite internal, all the flower paintings. That was my last show. And with my work, I always move from one subject matter to another to – unlike a lot of artists who keep the same subject through their career.
Well, never do.
No,
you move around all the time.
Yeah. But you can tell it's my work.
Yeah.
So I think that's a skill in itself.
Yep.
And I was been trying to work out how to, a lot of my work also has a aspect of collage and assembly.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
And one thing I'd never done was it with oil paint. And I was trying to, in the back of my head.
Why not oil?
I hadn't done it because it's quite labor intensive. You've got to cut it out. And anyway, so I was standing. So when I went to Rome, I was going to all the museums and looking at all this, the busts and all that. And it dawned on me that if I did a monotone oil painting, I could achieve what I wanted to do. So that's how I started.
Okay. And isn't it also a case with oil painting, I could be totally wrong here because I have no idea, that with the oil painting you've got to wait because you've got to wait until it dries? Is that right? So you paint certain – and if you want to get too close to it or paint over the top of it, you can't do it straight away. You have to come back the next day. Oh, look, Chris is even interested in this. Yeah,
it's only the next day.
It's only the next day.
It has a drying process, yes.
Yeah, well, with watercolour.
It has a drying process.
Yeah, well, with other. Yeah. Yeah. And so what can we expect from this exhibition that you're doing?
I'm known as a colourist, and I think to produce a series of work with the colour stripped out is a challenge for me.
And I'm
always up for a challenge.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to my studio and just go through the motions. So every time why I change is because I'm challenging my work myself. And this was to not rely on colour and to rely on form and to create a language in this work where I've assembled work and I've layered canvas on canvas in a collage effect.
Yeah.
And so there's painting underneath. I've finished the painting and then there's a lot of the painting you don't even see because I've put more on top. So it was I'm experimenting. I think that, you know, cliches is life is a journey and art is a journey.
Yep.
And to keep pushing yourself and not to, like, rely on the tricks you know. But there's certain things you're attracted to, or there's your visual language.
Yep.
And just to explore it in a different way. And that's what I was doing with this work. So, and I really feel like I achieved what I set out to do.
Oh, good. And and that's great that you've tried something new. And from what I've seen so far, what I've seen on social media and your flyer today, it's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
It's good. Congratulations.
Yep.
Now, Chris, what have you done?
Oh, I was just going to say, I should have said at the beginning so the listeners could see, we should have given them our Instagram account addresses and web addresses so people can see.
Very smart, yes.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Well, we finish off with that.
Oh, do we? Right.
Yes.
There's no need to snap.
I didn't snap. All right, Chris, what are you giving to us? Now, the thing
he's
is, the one
that.
The attitude. Well, that's usual for him. But the piece that you won the award for down at Geelong Gallery, I'm seeing it rear its head here a little bit, isn't it?
Of course. No, it's in the show.
Yeah.
So because they're printed a series of, I think this is 10, I get to – they buy the first one, or they acquire the first one. They buy it. Well, they win the award and they take it. But I still got 9 others.
Right.
So the work is derivative largely to do with that and beyond that. Actually, the new work has actually moved on a bit from that, but it's still obviously related because it's my hand. So I've also taken a bit of a left-hand turn with my work, with trying to leave not much of the engraving left, And so everything is complete motherboard. It's kind of like taking your trainer wheels off your bicycle or something when you're a kid. So some of it's a little bit more darker than what I've previously done as far as intensity. But it's still there's still a very strong narrative there. I hope it's an adventure for people to look at. I hope you know, it's quite
well. There's engaging. So much going on, like with Gavin's as well. So much in the piece.
We do punch a lot of imagery into our work.
Yeah,
it's not about less is more. It's actually more is more.
And both of us. Sorry, Chris. I also like having my work on the wall where people have it for 10 years. I didn't see that. And they'll see something new,
because there are so many
like
details.
An old toenail or something.
But what I've also liked, Chris, this time is the pastel colours that you're using.
Yeah, very challenging for me because I'm not a pastel person, as you probably know. I'm far more abrasive than that. I'm more basalt, you know. So the pastels were really. So I do love colour, and I do love to meld and force colours together that maybe shouldn't work together, and just test that. It's like Gavin said, it is an adventure, and your job is always to challenge yourself and not be bored with what you're doing. If you're bored, it's over.
Mm.
You know, it really is. So it's the self-loathing, the moments of. Tiny moments of pleasure you get speaking for myself when you have an adrenaline rush, but the rest is just self-persecution for me. But that's how I get to the end result. It is torturous, but it's a love-hate sort of, you know, torture.
Well, you should be very proud of what you do because it's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
It's a little bit, you know, like when it's on, it's 45 Downstairs, which is in Flinders Lane, number 45, Flinders Lane, Downstairs.
It's very short.
But from Tuesday the 23rd, but that's not the real opening per se.
So what we do is because it's also a theatre, it's Downstairs, it's complicated in holding an event, and we usually attract quite a large crowd, so it's a bit too noisy for us to hold an event with the theatre downstairs and having to bump everyone out straight away. So even though the show runs from Tuesday 23rd of April till
Saturday the 4th?
That's right, yes.
But
the opening is on the Saturday, 27th of April,
right.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right, so okay. And everyone's welcome to that?
That's right.
Yeah, certainly.
It's only on for 2 weeks, so it's a tight fit. And a lot of people always, we came to see your show's over. We only do it for 2 weeks. That's all we've ever done.
Yep.
It's very concentrated and very quick. We are open on Anzac Day as well.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
And the artist will be manning it.
Yes, I will be manning it or personing it or something.
Yeah.
They will be there.
Well, and it's such a treat because and especially to come along on that opening Saturday with the party Saturday afternoon.
It's a fun night.
but the fact is that there's so much love in the room because everyone's there to see your work and you guys
and
are
purchase,
there.
Hopefully.
And purchase. Again, congratulations on what you've done in the past, and I can't wait to see the future.
Right,
starting very soon. Well, you've only just started.
Just at the beginning.
Brilliant.
At the beginning of the end.
And also, both these gentlemen, Chris Orr and Gavin Brown, if you want to see them talk about their art, you can go to The Art Hunter and check out their interview with the wonderful person that is The Art Hunter and hear their story.
You can look at our work via our websites. It's chrisorr.com.au and Gavin's is Gavin Brown. Is it gavinbrownartist.com?
Yeah, I've directed you to Instagram.
Instagram, let's go Instagram. Yeah.
Gavin Brown Artist on Instagram.
Right, and what are you?
And mine is Chris Orr and then AUS.
Right.
So Chris Orr. AUS.
Yeah, Australia. Yeah, sure for Australia.
I have a catalogue of like 40 years of life on there.
Brilliant.
It's quite.
Brilliant.
And I have complimentary giveaways on that.
Thanks, gentlemen. And we'll see you at the exhibition.
You're listening to Sunday Arts Magazine. We've been talking with Gavin Brown and Chris Orr. Check out their details at 45downstairs.com. This is Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.